those of you who have been waiting for the Legal Loon Award should not have to wait any longer. It is the time for the Legal Loon Award. Each week we provide this glorious award to the most nonsensical and nincompoopish religious idea that we have come across. And for this evening, that particular idea is the notion presented by Fandanikin in his Chariot of the Gods, that you can explain the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the events of Jesus' career by supposing that Jesus was a spaceman so cleverly dressed in a Jesus suit that no one could tell the difference. People who present this will say to you, well, it could be true, couldn't it? And the answer to this is, yes, it could be true. That is, it's a possibility. As one philosopher has said, anything is possible but squeezing toothpaste back into a tube. That is, in our very complex universe, you can't rule out the possibility of something. But listen, everybody, we don't base our lives on possibilities unless we intend to end up in the loony bin. We base our lives on probabilities. Think of our court system, for example. When a murder trial takes place, the judge will instruct the jury that they are not to bring back a guilty verdict unless they are convinced to a moral certainty beyond reasonable doubt that there is no other adequate explanation for the crime other than that the accused has committed it. Now, a judge will say to the jury, this doesn't mean that you are to consider any conceivable possibility to explain how the murder took place. You are to consider those reasons that would have some moral certainty, that would have some reasonable probability connected with them.